How about a couple of guys as we get back, as we look forward to the 49ers, that you think are going to need to step up a little bit?
Well, not knowing the health of Josh Norman, you definitely need Breland, who's having a pretty good season, to step up and elevate his play. You know, this is contract year for Breland. Not having Josh Norman allows you to go out and cover this number one guy. So until Norman returns, can you go down and shut guys down? Continue, because you've had a lot of success this season. He's playing good. Now the ball is going to come your way. How does he respond? How does he elevate his play not having Josh Norman? And when you look on the offensive side of the ball, a lot of hype over the offseason. You bring in Terrell Pryor, a big receiver. Oh, we got this target. We got someone for Kirk to go to in the red zone. But yet he only has one touchdown, and he's had a lot of drops. So over these next 12 weeks, I need Terrell Pryor to go over the 1,000-yard mark and prove to people he deserves to get paid as a big-time receiver.
The yardage total numbers for Cousins is down from what it was the last couple of years. He's on pace to get about 4,000 yards. He's on pace for 28 touchdowns and 4 picks. If that were to play out that way, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception at this point. He has been efficient, if nothing else, so far.
Well, if he give us 28 touchdowns and only 4 picks, I'm sure everyone would take that over 4,000 yards. And the reason his yardage is down is because the Redskins have all of a sudden decided it's beneficial to go out and establish a running game or stick with a running game. They're taking a lot of pressure off of Kirk. They're trying to get other guys to step up and help him, which works out great for him, because I'm sure he would rather have 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns and 4 picks than have 5,000 and his arm about to fall off come playoff time.